A spiritual care note can either help the whole team see the service member more clearly or leave them guessing about what the chaplain actually observed and did.
And in a military setting, that note may inform care across disciplines, shifts, and locations. So how do chaplains document clearly without oversharing confidential pastoral conversation?
One practical framework comes from SOAP-style documentation used in CPE training. SOAP stands for Subjective, Objective, Assessment, and Plan. It gives the note a simple structure, but the chaplain still applies judgment, privacy standards, and local policy.
Let's start with subjective. This is what the person reports in concise and relevant terms. A service member may describe grief after a teammate's death, conflict between mission demands and personal values, or disconnection from a faith community.
Right. We do not need to record every detail. We document what supports continuity of care. Then objective covers what the chaplain directly observed, such as tearfulness, limited engagement, participation in prayer, or the presence of supportive peers. We avoid assumptions and loaded labels.
Assessment can be the tricky section. For chaplains, this is a spiritual care assessment, not a medical or mental health diagnosis. We might identify spiritual distress, moral conflict, grief, isolation, sources of meaning, or available spiritual resources.
And if someone reports symptoms or risks that need clinical attention, the chaplain refers according to policy. We can support the person spiritually, coordinate with the care team when permitted or required, and connect them with behavioral health, medical care, command resources, or other qualified support. We do not diagnose or treat.
Picture a chaplain visiting a service member at a field medical site after a training accident. The member reports guilt about a teammate's injury and says their usual prayers feel empty. The chaplain observes a subdued tone and willingness to engage, while a trusted squad member remains nearby.
The spiritual assessment might note guilt, disrupted meaning, and reduced access to a familiar coping practice, along with peer support as a strength. The plan could record that the chaplain provided reflective listening, explored sources of meaning, offered prayer at the member's request, and arranged a follow-up visit.
If the member also expresses concern about staying safe, the note should reflect the action taken under local safety procedures, including an immediate referral or handoff. The chaplain records the relevant facts and response, not a diagnosis.
A useful test is simple. Could another authorized team member understand the spiritual concern, the support provided, and the next step? If not, the note may be too vague. If it exposes intimate details that do not serve care, it may be too much.
Chart with purpose, use observable language, protect trust, and make the plan actionable. That is how spiritual care documentation serves both the person and the team. Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, is here to help practitioners carry that work into the field.